I loved when you said it worked, because I think we all want to know something that works, and you're giving it to us from a first-person testimony. That made me want to hear more.
Okay.
Great. This is Rita. I liked that you started about the family, who want to spend more time with their family.
Okay.
And you know what got me? The health and the wealth part, because right now we're in the middle of health and wealth.
Mm.
Okay, so
okay.
That's good.
And
no,
I like
to know all that. Thank you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I like the brevity and the way that you started when you said in short, and then you were very clear and concise, and you didn't wander around, and you just walked right through it, and it was right on the money.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you, everybody. I'm gonna
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else have an elevator speech they want to share? Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to move on then. So what we're doing tonight is we're going to do takeaways. And since we did not do takeaways last week because we were sharing elevator speeches, you can do a takeaway from either last week's lesson, which was number 3, or this week's lesson, which was number 4. And you can share that and just do one or the other. So a takeaway and or in a brief sentence or two. So I'll share mine. Mine is listening to the prospect, and then I will have my direction.
And since I'm your business buddy and I should always follow, I mean, beauty before bronze, ladies first, that's the way we always roll, is that principle will always triumph over precedent. And I've seen that happen time and time and time this week. And a quick takeaway, the assignment, one of the homework assignments was to get a retail-only customer. And I started panicking because I didn't have one in the works. And just like you'll hear on lesson 5, if you listen to it, I didn't get a customer this week, but I got a customer who contacted me out of the blue late Sunday night via text and wants to join as a consultant. I thought maybe I should talk him out of that. But it goes back to, again, principle will always triumph over precedent.
Thanks, Sam. Who's
that?
I heard Rita first, so Rita, why don't you go ahead.
Go ahead. Treat others as you would want them to treat you, and don't judge.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good one. Thanks, Rita.
You're welcome.
Norman, my aha. Mm-hmm. Number 4, lesson 4. It says, you only know what you know, plus did you know that we need to be kind to ourselves because it takes time to be a Nikan diamond.
Yeah, that's very good. Thanks, Norma.
Mine was a takeaway to Elaine Conley from...
Go ahead, Sandy. Elaine Conley, go ahead.
All right, my takeaway on the fourth one was personal attention with respect. in order to build trust.
Yes. Beautiful. You tied that together very nicely. Thank you, Lane. I hear another voice in there. Who is that?
This is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
See, what I got out of it was creative avoidance. It was very hard work. Don't avoid the very actions that will make you succeed. And as Marty says, get off your procrastinator.
Yes. That's true. So were you successful in doing that this week, Andy?
Pardon me?
Were you successful
what was that?
Were you successful in doing that this week?
A lot of things going on, but I acquired a new consultant a couple last week. I've been working with them diligently this week and getting up to speed. And so,
congratulations. That's good.
Thank you. It's all good. It's exciting. You know, we appreciate every one of them.
Yep. Great. Thanks, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sandy trying again.
Okay, go ahead.
What did I say?
You want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
It basically, creative avoidance is very hard work. In other words, avoiding the work, not doing the work. And so, you know, don't avoid the actions that will make you succeed.
Okay, who, any volunteers to go next?
This is Renee. I'll go next.
Hi. Okay, thanks, Renee.
Okay. My actions create my reality, so I will have focused attention and focused action.
Great. Did you employ that this week?
I did. I tried. I made some reaching out to some people that I've been avoiding, and unfortunately we're playing phone tag. And then yesterday I had somebody reach out and try and get a hold of me, and we're having troubles connecting again. So it's in the process. All I can do is trust the process.
That's good. That's great. You made the effort. That's good. Thanks, Renee. Who's next?
Hi, this is Elaine. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Here's something in number four that I didn't read last time through. It was talking about carbon being pressed to make a diamond. And then it said, but if you take the non-pressure route, it will only create soot.
Yeah.
Ouch. You know, just nothing.
Right.
This powder that goes anywhere. And I had a good conversation with Elaine Connolly about a little bit of soot gathering, so that was helpful this week.
Great. Thank
you, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. This is, I'm reading one of Jack Canfield's books, but it had such a good quote that I'm going to share it. I am patiently, passionately, and joyfully pursuing my life's calling every day, moving closer to achieving my goals.
That's, I love Jack Canfield, and that sounds like something that would fit right in with these lessons. That's terrific. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes. Yes.
This is Sandy again, and I'm going to get it done this time.
Okay.
Keep reprogramming our thoughts through good actions.
Can you repeat the last part, Sandy?
Keep reprogramming our thoughts through good actions.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie here.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay, so my takeaway is learn, unlearn, and relearn. We're not manipulating nature. We are obeying the law. So even no matter how hard I try to think my way into something turning out the way I want it to, that isn't what it's about at all. So that's it.
Yes.
Practicing new habits is firstly the way I think.
That's great. That's great, Debbie. Thank you. We're doing great on time, everybody, so we have plenty of time. Who's next?
All right, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
My job is, hi, again. My job is only to give information. I need to give my potential customer the best available information so that they can make the best choice for themselves, best decision for themselves. So when I was doing that, I've been doing that over a period of time, but this week I was trying to, with a couple of different customers that had been doing that with the water. And one of them called me back tonight and says he'll, down the road he'll buy something, but not right now. So.
Okay. So it looks like you gave him the information he needed to make an informed decision.
Yep. I've just been giving them information all along. Drip, 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 drip. And,
yep.
Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But I did ask him for referrals, and I have something to send him indicating who Renee and I are and so forth. And he said he would do that. And I also asked him if he would look at our other options for staying well, and he agreed to that as well. So
that's great. That's great. You know, something, we never know what the reason is that they don't want something that we're talking about right now, but they may be more interested in something else. So that was great. Good idea. Thanks, Ron.
Can I double dip? This is Debbie. I have to follow Blanche's lead, and that was to say, I did get 3 new customers this week, and I forgot to say that. And for the end of the month, I'm also, because of my partner, Elaine Connolly, I happen to notice that I am now qualified for the first quarter for Team CI. So I want to throw that out there, too, because I think this group has something to do with that. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Nice job.
Yes, congratulations.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's exciting to hear you all. Hattie Jane up here in Virginia land.
Hi, Hattie Jane. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I think I've come through. Went through the hallucinations,
awesome.
And for sure I was demented, and I'm back on board.
Well, thank you very much. We're blessed. We're blessed to have you with us, Hattie Jane. Go ahead.
Well, it's again, I'm focusing on taking care of myself a great deal, and with the spasms from the neck surgery, and I'll be in a collar for about 3 months, so this massage really comes in handy.
Oh, good.
With cracking the spleen.
Good.
So
awesome.
I'm focusing a great deal on taking care of myself and sharing with everybody that gets near me that, hey, look what I'm doing. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. And I think that's in lesson 11 or lesson 12 that we need to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care is important. So very good.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Hi, it's Elaine from Cleveland again, and I wanted to share, I did get 2 customers this week, and one was the epitome of this lesson because she called me for energy work, and it was for her dog who was struggling, and I addressed the energy work for her dog and introduced her to Neekin, only to find out that she had been a Neekin consultant several years ago had given away the water system that she had at that time to her daughter. And because the day after I got her connected with the supplements for her animal, she's looking at the water system now, and she's going to review the catalog, you know, for Nikan. So to me, that was listening to what door they're opening for you and meeting their needs, but also educating them to the big picture of what Nikan is.
That's great. You did a good job on that. Thank you for sharing that. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I have a sneaky suspicion there are more people on the line. Anybody else want to help us out and share?
Sure, I'll go next.
Yeah, David, is that you?
Yeah, David Jones in Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, David.
There were two things about this lesson that stood out to me. One is ask questions and listen. And the second is respect everyone. I loved Mark's example of the woman who went into the store with dirty hands and holding the bottles, and the man totally misjudged her. It reminded me of the humans being more exercise of stop, look, and choose.
Mm-hmm. That was a very poignant example, I thought. I agree with you, David. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, this. Hi. Hi, David. Sorry I didn't get back to you today. Anyway.
That's okay, Larry.
The thing that I got out of this was the section on fear in lesson four. And this is actually the subject is not on fear. It's just out of that, the way he had it divided. And it's about your job is to share information. They make a decision. It never varies. We have to give them good information and use a person as your A or a brochure or a story or a YouTube or get the whole picture to them. Good example, I'm just going to give you a really short one that happened this week, is one of my current customers is my brother and his wife, and they bought a water system about a month ago. And they have a daughter that's married with two nearly grown children that is a nurse, and I have sent her various blurbs about Nikan over the last 3 years, and she never responds to them. But when I was talking to my brother about their new system, he said, I think you'll get a call from my daughter Gretchen today. She's interested in the water system. And so we hooked up that within hours, and I sent her some additional information on the water system, and by the end of the day, she ordered one. So it's just given information, even though sometimes nobody responds, eventually, some of them do. So that was a good lesson.
Very good, Larry. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Vanita Patton from Hayward, California. Can you hear me?
Hi, Vanita. Yes, we can.
I'm kind of like Larry. I give the information. A lot of people are talking about water, or they can't get water, or especially with seniors, they're not because of COVID-19, they're not actually taking their groceries to the car. So one lady had called and you know, I followed up on that, and I had checked in with her. And so she's interested in the water bottle, so I thank goodness for that. But just basically calling on people just to see how they're doing, you know. Like Dan said, just check in on people and see how they're doing with their products and if they need assistance with something else. And so, you know, that's a possible prospect. I'm hopeful. And I just keep spreading the word about all of our products, and I'm very optimistic. And so Nikan will take off for sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing that, Vanita. Nice job.
Thank you.
So we still have about 7 minutes left. Who else is on the line?
Okay, I've been talking away, and I was muted. This is Jeannie.
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
No wonder Mike can hear me.
Hey,
hi, Debbie. This lesson is so huge. At the end, he was talking about you can read this 5 times, and you'll probably learn it quicker. The whole lesson, 5 times a day. I did not do it 5 times a day, but, I thought about it a lot. And just even thinking about some of the principles, Andy had mentioned the creative avoidance, and I noticed that in myself a lot. But I was able to, after I noticed that I was avoiding, to get right back into the activity. And so I was proud of myself for doing that. And one thing I found out was from a customer who, she had bought a sport bottle, and I was calling her about the waterfall. I had sent out a little invite about the special. And she said, Jeannie, I have to tell you, somebody stole my water bottle. It's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. So later in the lesson, he's talking about getting, when you have, you know, a few customers that you can really take good care of and that kind of a thing. And I have my old sport bottle. I have a brand new lid for it, and I have 2 filters for it and new spouts. So I texted her, and I said, hey, I've got this bottle I'm going to give you if you'd like it. And she was so thrilled about that. So yeah. We're working on getting her waterfall, too. But, it just made me feel, okay, she's one of my, you know, I can take care of her and do something different that maybe somebody else couldn't do, you know. So,
yeah.
That worked out really good.
That's great, Jeannie. That's a wonderful example to follow. I've been doing something similar. I have some Nikon reward dollars. And so I know there's a lady who wants the Kenko Air, and so I told her I would pitch in 10%. She's a good customer, and she's referred people to me who have purchased. And I thought, you know, I really want to do something nice for her. So I'm giving her 10% mm-hmm. off the Kenko Air purifier. So
yeah.
She was thrilled about it. She's got a lot of breathing issues, and so she can really benefit. So I felt really good when I offered that to her, and she is going to take advantage of it when she gets her check from the IRS. So, yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. I had one other thing that happened, too, this week, that my younger brother all of a sudden started texting me about, he's got this issue and that issue and this issue. She was like, wow. So he plays the banjo in a band, and his hands are starting to really bother him, arthritis and those different types of things. And I said, you know, I have a pair. He asked me if they had those gloves, you know, like the copper gloves and all that. And I went, darn, you know, uh-huh. We used to. I have 2 pairs. I said, I'll send you the larger pair, and you can see uh-huh. if you like them or whatever. Well, because of that, his wife called, and they ordered a bunch of stuff. So, you know. It was kind of neat.
That's great. Is that the first time he's purchased something from you?
His wife has before, and you know what? He's going to pay for all of this because he's been saving some money. You know, out of his he's retired now, but before he had saved so much money a week, and all of a sudden they got this extra money. You know, so
that's
he
great.
Made
yeah,
him pay
know,
for it.
Everybody takes their own time, and when they're ready, they will.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Yeah. You bet.
Hello, this is Tyra. Hi, Tyra. Hey, okay. I wanted to point to a statement that says, you don't know what they will say until they say it. So I found that quite interesting this week. Last night I called one of my sisters in San Jose and hadn't talked to him in quite a while, but I just called to see how he was doing with this pandemic situation. And we had such a good talk. He's such a comedian. I laughed my head off. But in the course of the conversation, he shocked me. He was repeating things that I had said to him that I had forgotten that I had said to him, and he was telling me about drinking water, getting exercise, and all the things that I must have said to him at some point in time, had no idea he remembered it, let alone retained it. So that was good to hear. And the other thing that I've been, I have a post on my wall to remind myself, I can get very involved in the conversations, and at the end I forget to ask a question. And so I wrote it up on my wall. It says, when can we touch bases again? So I had a referral from my sister, Bobby, a friend of hers, that I hadn't seen Lewis or talked to Lewis in quite a number of years. So she called me and said, he's having some problems, you need to call him. So I did, and we started talking. I talked to him a couple of times, but when I asked him that question, he told me this Friday, like tomorrow, and that was last week. And so he wanted to touch bases within a week versus another young lady that I called to follow up on. She's a consultant, and her first purchase was the energy pack, and then she purchased the water pack. And I hadn't talked to her in a while, and her response to that question was in a month. And so it was just real interesting to see just two different responses. And so that worked for me this week, is just to know that I can document when I should follow up with them versus feeling like, oh, I don't know when to call them, or I'd be pressuring calling too soon. So just asking that question and seeing this in the lesson. Don't know what they'll say until they say it. So that was great.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
We have a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one more thing. It happens to me. This happened to me this week. This is Larry out in Corbett, and a friend of mine that's had a water system for at least 2 years. I think it's been maybe a little longer, and he's been a little delinquent about getting his filters once in a while. But I knew he was keeping it active. I finally got him to let me come over and see him after 2 months of this lockdown that everybody's been going through. And dropped by on my way back from a dental appointment, and I just wanted to visit with him. Stepped into his house, and his wife asked me if I'd like a drink of water, and I said, sure. And she brought it to me, and I took one sip out of it, and I could taste chlorine in it. And I said, I said, you know, I don't want to be sound ungrateful, but I said, did you get this out of the filter? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, it's not working right. And she said, so I walked out into the kitchen, and her husband, John, followed me out. And I could tell that the filter was not seated before I even opened the top. And I showed it to John and reached inside and pushed down, and it went down 3/16 of an inch. And I said, John, I said, you, I don't know how long it's been that way, but you guys are not drinking filtered water until today.
Yeah, and that was great servicing, though, Larry. You know, it's good follow-up and making sure that everything is working right, which is awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you bet.
Karen, I'm gonna jump in because Larry is my BFF, according to my daughters. And I owe a lot to Larry this week, and I will text you. Everybody will get to see what Larry created for my brother, nephew, and I. We were forced to look at one of the mountains in the Cascade Mountain Range for an entire day. It was brutally painful. And Larry gets us these gigs. Think of the length of a football field. Now multiply it times three. That was the length of the gutter that we were tasked with servicing. Three stories up on a ultra gorgeous 72 degree day. I mean, power tanning, sun bleaching. Well, not me, my nephew, but what Larry's talking about is we have everybody is adapting. Everybody is learning how to adapt because of COVID-19. And if they're not adapting, they need to check their pulse. And that is the beautiful thing about changing things up. So, you know, when we change our verbiage, and at one point, and I want to draw attention to this, and Karen, don't worry, I'm going to give you the last word. When we change our mindset to doing the things, and you know, William Todd talks about this, that's why it's so important to listen to that camaraderie that takes place between Marty, William, and Michael, because it's just absolutely priceless. And when William's talking about an In-N-Out burger experience, or they're talking about having this meal at, you know, Michael DiMuccio's house, that camaraderie is what we can develop with our business buddy and with leveraging two ways. But it's about figuring out what works and what doesn't work. Reboot. And exactly what Larry did, servicing John and CM's waterfall. And that's a tough customer. John's fantastic. CM is one of those people that you kind of have to socially distance yourself from. Okay, I've been in her presence, all right? And Larry could tell you stories, all right? She's amazing. However, it's, you know. But at one point, I want to go back to this point. I'm trying to draw a conclusion here. At one point on this roof, it was so much fun. And one of the maintenance guys came up on the roof partway through the day, and we hadn't met him yet. We met his supervisor, and he brought us some supplies. And he said, "What are you guys doing up here?" Because he hadn't been briefed, and it's a huge, huge company. And I said, what are we doing, or what am I doing, or who am I? And I said, "I'm a professional roof dancer." And he tipped his head sideways and went, "What?" And when you've got your earbuds in and you're doing a mundane task for 980 feet and the song by Kenny Loggins comes on, the theme song to the movie with Kevin Bacon, Footloose, and it triggers a memory of your business buddy dragging you out onto a dance floor in Layton, Utah, I'm literally standing three stories up and I started dancing. And I thought, maybe I shouldn't do this. I'm tethered in. My brother's got the safety line. We're all good. I thought, no, I'm a professional roof dancer. We change our verbiage, and it changes our whole outlook on life. And I want to piggyback that onto when we memorize this mantra, change the words so they fit your DNA. My I Can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. I've had more conversations with people, and quoting the quote by, is it Alvin Toffler, the illiterate of the 21st century? I shared that with one of our fire department captains 2 days ago, and he looked at me and went, "That's really good." I said, "Well, isn't that what we're doing here, Darren? We're serving our community. We're meeting our neighbors one siren at a time." And it was such a neat, neat dialogue. But I had to memorize that quote. And that's what it comes down to when we memorize this mantra. And if you're behind the eight ball on that and you haven't caught up, I give every business buddy permission to hold you to the fire on that. We should have that halfway memorized by now. Lesson five, going into that, I would encourage you to listen to it only once and then read the rest of the time, because that obnoxious, hyperactive guy from Oregon, that gets kind of grating, okay? Because he's talking about stuff that happened 3.5 years ago, that because of that, Vance and Stacy got to be part of what Elaine Connolly is part of, and that's Team Kaizen. And we earned a $6,000 value trip because of that experience. So just to put some money on that. So that's at the beginning of lesson five. And again, you'll learn that. Okay, yeah, I already heard Vance share that testimony, so bump it up, because I don't need you to listen to me. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., And I've got this list in front of me. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., you should have received multiple emails from Dave Johnson, Dennis and Ruth Williams, if you're part of the Williams organization, about the kickoff, the launch. Karen, isn't it Dr. Gary Lindner is going to be the chief presenter on this one?
He is. He put it all together, from what I understand. And it's 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Right. Look at the Nikan blog. Look at the verbiage in the first paragraph, how it talks about how we've run out. They didn't phase them out. This is the fourth version of the KVB since it was introduced years ago. Nikan is a research and development company. And when you watch, again, everybody should have received that email from Dave Johnson. If you didn't, send me a text and I'll get it to you. But there's a 16-minute documentary on Moronga or Morongai, however you want to pronounce it. It doesn't matter. Just eat the stuff. Don't worry about pronouncing it. But that 16-minute documentary is phenomenal. I watched it the other night and Stacey said, what are you watching? I said, oh, it's a documentary. She sat there and watched it with me. And it's just phenomenal. So don't miss that if at all possible. And it wouldn't hurt to invite some people to it that you know or you had conversations about the KVB or the Siaga. Okay, last point and then back to Karen. And by the way, Karen, thank you for, man, you just kept the ball rolling. I sat here, literally, I was snacking on a vegan cheddar cassava root chips. It was kind of like it wasn't entertaining, but I was so relaxed and just listening to the comment after comment. So on that note, this Saturday, on Saturday AM Live, Elaine Connolly is going to be our guest. And then next Saturday, David, I'm going to bump you, and I know you'll be okay with this. I'm asking your permission to, 9 days from now, I would like all of you, if you're willing, to be the guest on Saturday AM Live. And what I'd like to do is from tomorrow until next Saturday, I believe is that the 8th, whatever day it is, not this Saturday, but next.
The
9th. Whatever information, the 9th, okay, thank you. That's right, it is the 9th. That's the daughter. By the way, Elaine, I hope you don't mind, but eldest daughter who's graduating on the 9th from American University. Her undergraduate work is all done. We don't get to go to Washington, D.C. because everything's, you know, via Zoom or whatever thing they're using. She asked me last night if she could share a little bit on my call on Saturday. There's nothing that will make a father more proud is when your daughter far outpaces you when it comes to a healthy society. And I said, absolutely. I literally had to turn because my eyes were welling up with tears and say, absolutely, kiddo. You can share on my call. She said, well, this is what we're doing. I said, you don't need to tell me. I'll just let you share. And so on that note, next Saturday the 9th, I would like everybody, whatever intel or whatever experience you've had with the existing KVB or Siaga, or if you order it really quick tomorrow, you'll get it. And you already have a chance to use it and maybe even get some results or say, oh, my goodness, this stuff is incredible, da 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 da. As many stories as we can cram in, 30 to 40 minutes, I'm going to turn the whole call over to you guys. So that's my request. And then the following Saturday will be Dr. Jones, my personal doctor, David Jones, doing a live Q&A on how to really, as we ramp into the summer months, more and more people are like, I put on a few pounds. I got to figure out how to get rid of some of that and all the other stuff that David's good at. So anyways, that's all the announcements I wanted to get those in there. And Karen, you have the last word.
Lynn.
Thank you.
I just want to I just wanted to make a comment. Everybody's remarks were so positive and so excellent. Mine was one of being good to a customer, but it wasn't the typical way, because what I found out by examination with my wonderful accountability department, Renee, what I found out is what I thought was being nice to my customer was not. I was going to purchase back from a customer that I really like who doesn't want her waterfall anymore. I was going to purchase it at a reduced cost and allow somebody else to have it for the reduced cost. And Renee called me on it. She said, Sandra, this sounds like what was in the fear section of lesson four, where you've made an assumption and you are not willing to actually let the person be responsible for the full price, the person I was going to sell it to. So it didn't backfire. It helped me to grow even more to see how what I thought was going to be a blessing to somebody was really my not being willing to let them find a way to pay their whole price. So she helped me see that I was making an assumption that needs to be corrected. So I really enjoyed lesson four.
Thank you for sharing that, Sandra. I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
Hey, Karen, I'm sorry. Sandra just reminded me of something.
Yep.
Thank you, Sandra, by the way, of reminding me of this. And you're saying, what did you remind me of? Well, I'm going to tell you. last Saturday, Dennis and Ruth Williams hosted a most excellent, what they call that, a roundtable discussion. Those of you who I got to see your beautiful faces, that you were willing to share your faces, I need a favor of you in that I'm going to be going to Dennis and Ruth and having a, I don't know what you call it, kind of a strategy planning session for the next one. We need some feedback. What did you like? What did you not like? How can we improve? What were the highs? What were the lows? That kind of thing. I really don't want to wait 3 full months to do another one like that. It was so, so good.
And I would agree with you. Yeah, I would agree with you
okay.
on not waiting for 3 or 4 months. But would you please forward Dennis's email to us so that we can give him that feedback?
Oh, absolutely, because coming directly from you guys as a group, as a whole, 20 of you, if any of you participated in that, if you did, take this on as part of your weekly assignment. Get those comments, get that feedback to him. Yes, I will absolutely, I'll put that in the text as soon as the call concludes. So that was one more thing because I remember that Sandra got to be part of that as well. And by the way, Sandra, what was that, the short video that you did with Team Virginia, with Barb and Mary Bowser and Gwen?
Right. It's called Happy Hydration Hour.
Yeah,
is that the one?
It.
Or you mean
Happy,
the one with
yeah.
Happy
yeah,
Hydration
Hour? Yeah, that's
the
one.
Whole
I will
30
get
minutes.
That link. Yeah, I'll get that link to everybody. That, in my opinion, the little water demo that you guys, that you and Al did right out of the gate, right after Barb, that was powerful. I would put up there as powerful as Rick Murphy's. Just,
I can send
man.
That to you, too. Do you want the whole thing or the one
no,
with
no,
Al?
No, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it. I already sent it to a few customers because I was so impressed. So impressed. So,
wow.
Thank you. All right. I'm done, Karen.
Okay. You know, the vision of you roof dancing to Footloose, it's a hard act to follow, Vance. But what you were referring to is basically reframing, looking at the way we view things, which is actually what Jeff Eisen is talking about on Humans Being More on the Tuesday call. And doing a paradigm shift, which Dr. Stephen Covey talks about in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it's just a different way of looking at things. And it's a reality check for us. How are we responding? How are we reacting? And it does help with our relationships with our customers and our prospects to look at things from a different viewpoint. And so I'm going to leave that with everyone to ponder for the rest of the week.
Thank you so much, Karen, and thank you, everybody else. I love this call. I love Thursday nights. It's because of you. So have a great one, everybody, and please do not respond how great Mount Adams looks, okay? This is information only. If you want to send me a personal text, or you could, I'll give Larry's phone number, and then you can all bombard Larry and say, wow, thank you for hooking Vance up with that great view, because that's, Anyways, have a great evening, everybody. Thanks again.
Thanks,
Thank you, Karen. Bye.